Good morning, June 5, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition touches on one concrete market shift in Missouri, along with overdose prevention messaging, research on implementation, and several funding deadlines. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with the news, the Kansas City Business Journal reports that Shaman Botanicals has suspended 7-OH sales in Missouri to end litigation. On the social side, one innovation-focused post from Cleveland's Public Health Department shares overdose risk reduction guidance. The post says people can lower overdose risk by never using alone, using test strips for metatomidine, fentanyl, and xylazine, not mixing substances, and taking less. That kind of messaging is especially practical because it stays focused on immediate risk reduction steps. A separate LinkedIn post from Nabarun Dasgupta pushes back on a recent Washington Post opinion piece by Derbakula and Coravellis that endorsed using municipal wastewater as a community-wide drug test. Dasgupta says that enthusiasm outpaces the evidence. There was also an opposition-style post on X arguing that harm reduction amounts to enabling more addiction and calling instead for places focused on rehabilitation. In this briefing, that stands as an example of criticism and opposition messaging around harm reduction. In research, one study in Harm Reduction Journal looks at a geospatial, community-based needle collection and naloxone training initiative in Saskatchewan, Canada. Another paper in Pharmacoeconomics examines cost-effectiveness modeling to inform more equitable hepatitis C intervention implementation in rural populations of people who inject drugs. And a third study, published in Emerging Adulthood, explores possible futures for harm reduction in collegiate recovery programs through stakeholder perspectives. Together, those papers point to how location, setting, and implementation choices shape what harm reduction looks like in practice. A few current funding opportunities are also worth noting. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, through NCIPC, has a Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, opportunity with a deadline of June 8, 2026. That deadline is coming up soon. The National Institutes of Health is also offering a funding opportunity to establish a center for the advancement of substance use disorder pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support, a U54 clinical trial not allowed mechanism, with a deadline of September 30, 2026. And NIH has a HEAL initiative opportunity on translating addiction epidemiology, prevention, treatment, and recovery research into practice, under the R61/R33 clinical trial optional mechanism, with a deadline of February 9, 2029. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. That June 8 CDC deadline is the nearest date to keep on your radar. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.